I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall as required by law. Would you all please rise, and we'll have Will Turner, our Eagle Scout soon-to-be, lead us in the flag salute tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. May I have a roll call, please?
Cleva?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
I'm going to deviate just a little bit. If there's someone here who needs to get out for a board meeting, I'm going to do the proclamations before we do the minutes. And first up, I'll do the mental illness one. It's a proclamation of the Borough of Washington, where mental illness is a term used for a group of disorders causing disturbances in thinking, feeling, and relating, and whereas mental illness can affect persons of any age, sex, race, religion, social, and economic background, and whereas during the course of any given year, 5.5 million Americans are disabled by severe mental illness, and whereas nearly two-thirds of all people with diagnosable mental disorders do not seek treatment because of stigma, ignorance, and lack of appropriate service treatment options. Whereas according to a survey, mental illness impacts 1 in 4 individuals. Now therefore be it proclaimed by the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington and the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, recognizes and proclaims the week of October 5th, 2014 as Mental Illness Awareness Week. Now therefore I, Scott McDonald, Mayor of the Borough of Washington, do hereby proclaim the week of October 5th, 2014 as Mental Illness Awareness Week. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 7th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2014.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Apple. Well, will they carry yours next? You still want to come up, sir? Okay. This is a proclamation of the Borough of Washington expressing appreciation and congratulations to William Turner. Whereas William Turner of the Boy Scouts of America is working towards attaining the designation of Eagle Scout, Scouting's highest award, and whereas William Turner has been an active scout demonstrating outstanding leadership and has contributed many community service hours during his years of scouting, and whereas William's Eagle Scout project involved the organization, planning, and remodeling of the flagpole at the Washington Borough Park, where it can now be utilized and enjoyed by all sports teams playing at the park, and now, therefore, be proclaimed by the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, extends to William Turner their sincere congratulations for achieving this accomplishment, which symbolizes the American ideal of good citizenship, and be it further proclaimed that the governing body of the Borough of Washington wish William Turner much success in his future endeavors. Presented on the 7th day of October, 2014. Congratulations, sir. And thank you. Minutes of August 5th and September 16th.
Make a motion to proceed as presented.
Second. Okay, is there any discussion on either of the minutes?
I just have one question because I missed both of those meetings. For September 16th, in the page 17 in the council discussion, I don't recall seeing anything in the manager's report regarding the percentages to be paid over the 5 years. Did Leslie ever provide that to you?
No. Unfortunately, Leslie was out of the office last week.
Oh, okay.
So
so we're just catching up now.
Okay.
We should have it next week.
I wasn't sure if I missed something.
And I have one on August 5th, last page, the 19th. The first paragraph, second line, Mayor McDonald replied that Manager Blanchard sent an email. I believe I sent the email to Manager Blanchard. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm an aye on the 5th and abstain on the 16th.
Aye, abstain on both.
We have some correspondence from the Warren County Health Department.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Someone like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we...
Approve the request.
Permission.
Do the breast cancer awareness initiative.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. Ms. Bryant, you know the drill.
I know the drill. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Councilwoman, anybody to guess. My name is Kathy Bryant. I live at 41 Elizabeth Avenue, Washington, New Jersey. And I'm a member of Mount Pisgah AME Church and on the trustee board. So I come to represent the members from Mount Pisgah and to get an update on the status of the paving of North Lincoln Avenue.
Please.
We have submitted the plans to the DOT. We're waiting for approval from the DOT. I can't give you a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it will be soon. Our engineer has met with our contractor at the site already. We're beginning to do some prep work with the DPW, so as soon as we get the go-ahead from the DOT, we'll start the process.
Okay. And so the deadline date for the borough to begin paving the road would be, what, the end of October, beginning of November? Would be the drop-down last date?
We can pave up until the plants close for asphalt. So.
And when is that?
It's weather-dependent.
Weather-dependent? Okay. All right.
We pray for warm weather.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Mrs. Klimko, you know the drill also?
Absolutely. Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble, Washington. And I'm asking about our project.
This is good. He has a drawing now.
Big paper.
According to the manager's report, we have a start date of October 24th and an end date of November 25th. You don't see the plan?
No.
Okay.
Have not seen it.
Okay. Anything else?
Can I see it?
That's good seeing you, Robin.
What were the dates again, Mr. Higgins, I think?
October 24th is the estimated start date with the completion date of November 25th. Weather dependent, of course.
Of course.
And my question is then what happens at the end and then we don't get asphalt either?
I'm sure that the plant will be open for them to do that. If not, we'll just have to patch it until next year. But your pipes will be fixed.
Okay. And can I see the plans? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyone else?
You don't know how good that felt handing them to you. You just don't know how good that felt.
Hello, everybody. I don't know the drill, so...
You will give your name and address for the record.
Rich Silence, 125 Sunrise Terrace. And what I'm here for is I would like to have the trees at 9 Oakwood declared a public nuisance. And I have some handouts here. I didn't make 7-8 copies or whatever. I believe I stopped in and spoke to you last winter. I sent you an email. I spoke with Rudy.
Did you speak to our code enforcement officer today?
Yes. I don't know who I'll give this to.
If you have enough, you can give one there.
I made one copy of trees.
Okay, we'll send it around.
You live on Sunrise Terrace, don't you? So you know what I'm talking about, down at the bottom, at the intersection of Sunrise and Oakwood.
Yeah.
The pine trees?
Those pine trees, okay.
Those pine trees, yes.
It's actually on Sunrise, though.
Well, they're on the, these pine trees are on the north side, so they're on Sunrise.
They're actually at 125 Sunrise.
No, they're at 9 Oakwood. They're across the street from my house, which is 125.
So 9 Oakwood is the corner house, not Oakwood?
9 Oakwood is the corner house, yes.
Oh, okay.
Are these the trees that the code enforcement officer had asked the homeowner to trim?
He trimmed this summer. I thought that was done by the town because that trimming company, pruning company, went up and then they did the whole block.
Right, no, it was not done by the town.
That's what I understand now, yeah. But if you look at these pictures, and if this was your home, you would be livid. These pine needles are all over the place. I asked Rudy today if he could get the road crew up to clean up the street.
And we did. We directed the DPW.
Yeah, they didn't come yet. So I know you did, but I'm just saying they didn't show up today.
They'll be out this week with the street sweeper. But as far as the pine needles going on other people's properties, there's not too much I can do about it.
They cause damage to people's properties. I spend all day cleaning this garbage up. They ruin my driveway. They're a public nuisance to the town. Now, you've got these pine needles. They're all over the place. These are not just a bunch of, you know, this is a residential area. I don't live in the woods. These are not just pine needles sitting on the ground. The street's smothered in pine needles. The lawns are smothered in pine needles. Cars come by. They blow everything to the side. Now, the guy doesn't do anything to maintain his trees. And I will take legal action on my own if I have to. So that's, you know, but I figured I'd come to this council meeting. You know, I spoke to Rudy this morning. I said, I'll come to the meeting and, you know, just deal with this. See, this happened for the first time last year. So me and my neighbor, Grant, I don't know if you know him, he's on the right side of me. We blew the pine cones back onto the guy's property line. So how does he thank us? He called for cops. So the cop came. The cop didn't do nothing. He just laughed and left, you know. And the guy's saying, you know, I'm sorry, I'll take care of it from here. He just leaves them. He doesn't come out and pick them up. He doesn't do anything. They're all over the sidewalk. They're all over the street. If I was the guy behind him across diagonal from me, I'd be livid. That guy's backyard is buried in these pine needles.
At what point does it become a public nuisance when it's on the public property?
When it's on the public property, which we will take care of, which I had informed Rudy today. Unfortunately, this is a neighbor dispute. Mm-hmm. It's on private property.
Mm-hmm. So you can't declare them a nuisance? Because I have pictures on Winter where the branches are down into the street.
What about the Shade Tree Commission? Can they get
around? They're not shade trees.
They're not shade trees. I called Kathy. Mm-hmm. They're not shade trees.
Yeah, they're on the other side.
I guess
so.
All we can do is clean up when it gets on the public property?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that in the road and on the sidewalk.
But don't you think that's a waste of time having the road crew come up to clean up this guy's mess when all he has to do is maintain his trees? That's a mess to maintain his trees.
Well, as I understand the law there, sir, if the leaves, pine needles, whatever it may be from a tree on a neighbor's property blows into your yard, and that would include, you know, the borough property also, it's our responsibility to clean up the borough's property. It's your responsibility to clean up whatever, you know, may have fallen onto your yard. Now, that's the way I understand the law. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving you advice there.
I've found some information on nuisances off the internet. You know, and everybody knows the internet doesn't lie, so.
Okay. You obviously have done more research on this than I have, being as I'm just hearing about it tonight.
Right, The
only thing I can do is say I will read the letter. I will make copies for members of council. If we see anything that we can do, we will try to do it. And if there really is nothing we can do, we'll try and, we'll try and be in touch with
you. Resolve this through the town and go to court. But I will take this guy to court. I have had enough of this.
Yeah.
Like I said, if this was any one of you see how it is there.
Yeah.
It's a mess. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. The sewers are all clogged up.
Definitely the
sewers
are clogged.
Yeah. The sewers are packed with this stuff.
Right.
And these aren't little pine needles. These are, you know,
lawns.
Let me ask you a question.
What about the lawyer? Can she look into our nuisance ordinance to see if this falls under anything?
We can have her do that. Code enforcement has already addressed the issue by making the homeowner trim the tree this past spring.
Mm.
I don't believe that we can make the homeowner cut the trees down. I'm not quite sure what else we can do.
Both people in the household, I mean.
Yes, I attempted to talk to the homeowner, the man last year. He was out there taking pictures. So I saw him and I said, I hope you're taking pictures for your photo album. And he asked me if I did this, meaning push all the pine needles back up onto his property. And I said, yeah, I did. So he says, well, why didn't you call me? And I said, it's funny, that morning I told your wife. So evidently she didn't call you, you know. And I recommended arborists to him, ArboCare. They're pretty reasonable. They knocked down 9 trees for me for less than $2,000 after the storm.
Yeah.
So evidently he didn't do nothing until, actually it was this summer that they, but they did the whole hook, Sunrise Terrace, all the way up and down the street. So they come up by your end, they were
doing that.
I thought it was a town, you know, pruning they were doing or something. But, yeah, I tried to talk, but that didn't work.
I would suggest trying just one more time, at least again, just to see, because it is their property. They, you know, maybe can, you know, if they really think that it's really a problem, you know, maybe you could talk to some of the other neighbors that it affects too, and have them go over if you don't feel like going over.
Yeah, well, I think it's, I talked to the one guy on the one side of me. The guy next to me is Brent. He just moved in over the summer, and the guy diagonally across the street from me, like I said, if I was him, I would be furious, because I have one picture there with
neighbor pool too.
And they have the pool, and I bet you that pool is smothered. I'd love to see that pool right now.
Where exactly is this at?
If you go from Flower, you go up Oakwood, on the corner on the right hand side.
This is the this
that
is
corner.
The,
so if you turn right onto Sunrise at that stop
here.
Sign,
right.
The pine
this
trees
is,
are actually on Sunrise,
trees.
But it's that guy
it's
on
so
Oakwood, his property.
So Oakwood, the one that runs parallel to Robin?
Robin,
there are two streets
Oakwood. Yeah, there's
Robin. You go up 5 streets, turn up, come all the way up to the top of the hill, and he's on the right. Yeah, he's the corner property. I have an aerial view of that. You know, in the winter, the trees are so high that the sun does not get to the stretch of the street, and it's just frozen all winter long. We constantly call up the town to have a salt truck come up there. That's one nuisance. You know, you want to keep coming up there and doing that stuff. We have to do it because the street is a sheet of ice in that 100-foot stretch.
Okay, well, let us look into it and see what we can come up with.
All right.
And we'll get back to you. Give us probably about a week, I guess, to look into it, give or take.
Well, this happens annually. It happened last year roughly about the same time, so I think this is becoming, and that was the first time.
Okay.
So I think this is going to become an annual event every October.
Yeah, whenever the pine trees drop.
Well, they don't clean their own sidewalk, because isn't the sidewalk their responsibility? Like,
as far as snow and ice.
Yeah,
they
well,
just not need it. What if it's like
well, any other debris, too.
What about
like
any
litter.
Other debris?
Yeah, if it was litter on their property, they'd have to clean it.
Sure.
Correct.
So shouldn't they be cleaning the sidewalk off, at least, to help prevent it from getting further?
Act of nature.
Yeah. I don't think our ordinance addresses leaf or pine needle cleanup on sidewalks. It only addresses snow and ice.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I looked in the code book on trees and fences, and it was set up as a natural fence 30 years ago, and it was I had just moved in. That was the first year I was there, and I thought to myself, when they were this high, and they were cute little pine trees, and that was just disgusting, overgrown. And really, all they do is need to be maintained. You know, just prune them out. They're all the branches. They were planted 8 feet apart, and that's, you know, they should have been 12 to 15 feet apart.
Yeah, 8 feet was good when they were 8 feet tall.
Yeah, 8 feet was good when they were, yeah, like I said, this high, you know. But it's just out of control. And like I said, you see those pictures? I know any one of you would be nuts if that was your property. Because I
so
really don't want to say what I feel like doing to the neighbor.
We'd be in the same boat as you, though, because it's private property. Just because we're on the governing body.
Well, I
mean,
I thought to myself, what's the difference between leaves and pine?
Leaves.
Right, leaves.
Yes.
Right, leaves. Leaves you clean up, but the town comes.
I have old trees in my backyard, and I get plenty of leaves
from
my neighbor, but we have to clean them up.
But the town cleans up after that. What do you do with them? I thought about that. I said, what's the difference between pine needles and leaves? The leaves you put in the street, or bag or whatever, the town comes and cleans them up. Everybody cleans them up. This guy doesn't do anything. He just leaves them there. Like I said, his attitude is, it's off my property, it's not my problem.
Just give us a little time, a week or so, maybe a little more, and see if we can come up with anything for you.
Okay.
And we'll get back to you.
All right, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Mayor?
Please.
Raphael Scholl, 22 School Street. I'm here because I just want to ask if anyone was aware of a water main break that occurred earlier today, like this morning?
No. Whereabouts?
I don't know specifics, but crew came to my house, crew came to my house this morning to dig a part of my yard to get to this water main. I just want to know if any of you were aware of that or...
No.
Or any updates
did they open
on that?
The street up at all, or was it just on your house?
It was on my... They dug up part of my yard, not the sidewalk, but just...
Okay.
Like right
some
near
of the grassy
it.
Area.
Yeah.
It's probably American Water, right?
It should be, yeah.
Yeah.
So the water company would be doing that.
Yeah.
Have you contacted the water company?
No. My sister Penny, she first called her husband Jeff about this. after she spoke with the guys. I don't know the specifics.
Yeah, we have no knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to call
and
the water
usually
company.
Usually they notify the homeowner, you know, they leave a little flyer or something telling you that work's going to be occurring in your area.
I
it
just
must
found out about
emergency leak
yeah.
sort of thing that they
right,
detected.
They
just take care of
it. I just found out about this morning. Figure I'd bring it up before you ask what your thoughts were on this. But thank you.
That'd be the thing to do is call the water company because it's their issue.
All right.
So
thank
give
you.
Them a call.
Hello.
Carolisa Bachknight. A couple of questions. My first concern was one that folks had said that they didn't understand why I was asking about. It was about the shop Why Be Normal that's now gone altogether. We had it at the time where Paramount and the construction of the building and the facade and all of that, and she moved to the farthest end of town. For her shop and then closed. Did she leave town altogether? I mean, whatever happened. I mean, I guess it's my concern is that here we go again with another shop that's gone. Pandora's Box is now closed. And
I was at the bid meeting and I was going to give a couple in my council remarks, talk about some of the businesses closing, but I forget why she closed.
Medical issues, I understand.
Yeah, I thought it was health issues, too, yeah. Does, let me say it now while we're talking about it.
There were a number of them that had medical issues that closed. Russo's is had medical issues. Tommy's
Donut Factory is closed because medical issues.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's why they all closed. And I'm not sure about Pandora's box, but...
she just wanted to close it.
Remax Ridge they moved back into the borough. They were in the township, so they're having a grand opening October 11th. And where Pandora's Box was, they've already rented it out, and it's going to be a toy game hobby shop. And the only other thing that I was the most upset about is the owner of the Washington Theater is considering demolishing the building.
That's that.
I understand Lost Ladies is going to be reopened.
And Lost Ladies is
where
the donut shop
is.
Okay. They're moving.
So people are moving around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunate fact of life is small businesses, 50% of them close in the first year.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough.
Okay. The other piece is moving back to North Lincoln Avenue. We have a house that the entire street is concerned about. It does not have a number, but we believe it's 149.
It
that,
is.
Yeah,
yeah,
that.
I think we addressed that in my manager's report a while, last week or the week before.
Yeah, you did have something about
it. It's actually owned by someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not owned by a bank. It is a condemned property.
Condemned property.
We have a municipal lien on it, and actually on tonight's agenda is a plan to work on these municipal liens, which we'll get to a little bit later.
Thank you. On Ramapo Way and Lenape Trail, we have the house on the corner. They did cut part of the yard. They went about halfway in, and now the weeds are growing up in the back. I walked onto the property. There is no house on it. It's almost like they took the number off. We now have another property across the street from 95, where the weeds are now very high, and our wonderful neighbor down the street still has her trash can to protect her parking spot.
Okay, the number on with the weeds?
It's across from 95. You can't see the number on theirs either.
Is it Lenape?
Mm-hmm. It's right across from 95.
And the woman who still has the
trash can.
The number? No.
I think she's 86. It's either 86 or 83.
Lenape?
Mm-hmm. And the last piece is that on this coming Sunday, is it this Sunday? The 12th, I'm sorry, marks the 140th anniversary of Mount Pisgah by construction. But they're over 155 years old plus. And they had planned on, our intention is to do a march on that Sunday morning to walk literally from the site of the first church, which is right here on the corner of Church and Belvedere, up Belvedere, down to the street where the library is, and then up North Lincoln. Do we need a permit?
Are you doing this in the street or on the sidewalk?
The sidewalks really aren't great. The thought is that we probably will gather more folks as we move, but the sidewalks we're concerned about because several sections are very uneven.
I think they can do it on the sidewalk, but not the street, correct, without a permit?
If it's an actual parade, then the township police, fire, and squad would have to be notified. We would have to put out barricades, which unfortunately are already going to be out because of the 5K run on Saturday.
Okay.
So there's a logistic issue there.
Okay. So we need to plan that out.
I don't know.
You're planning for this Saturday, too?
Come again?
Sunday.
Sunday the 12th. Only in the morning.
I would suggest
stay to the sidewalk.
Try to stay to the sidewalk.
No, Sunday's the 12th.
And maybe reach out to Chief McDonald at Washington Township Police Department or Deputy Cicero, Deputy Chief Cicero. I can contact Deputy Chief Cicero tomorrow as well and let him know that you'll be doing this.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else? Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick. I'm Josephine Noon. I live at 14 Prosper Way. I just wanted to make sure I had talked to Mr. Brashear, but I think he knows about it, but I want to make sure that 78 McKinley is on somebody's list of abandoned properties because it's getting worse and worse and worse. They've boarded up the window. Somebody did, but the boards are kind of falling off. There's garbage everywhere. There's a dumpster there, but there's just trash all over the place. And somebody mows. I don't know who mows, but the property itself looks bad. So, and it's kind of hidden away, so I'm not sure how many people know about it. It's just 78 McKinley.
Well, we've got two more people who haven't spoken. Anybody else?
Well, I'm not allowed.
Sure you are. And I accept the motion to close the audience portion.
Good second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And comes our reports.
A motion received.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? I have no old business here. Anybody have any old business to discuss? New business. How about if we do 127, 128, and 129 all together, sales and tax certificates?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on those? Roll call, please.
Higgins.
Yes.
Conry.
Yes.
McDonald.
Yes.
Torres.
Yes.
Jones.
Yes.
Cleaver.
Yes.
130, 230, 2014.
Make a motion to appoint Kurt Postfelder as our OEM.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 131, 2014, establish signature requirements.
So make a motion.
We got two motions. Who seconds?
One of them will be a second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? We don't need a roll call on that one, do we?
We should.
Okay, roll call.
Torres.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Conry.
Yes.
McDonald.
Yes.
Jones.
Yes.
Cleaver.
Yes.
Approval of a treatment works permit application.
So move.
Second.
Okay, and this is for the Pecan groundwater contamination that's going on over in Park Avenue.
Correct.
And Pecan Street. Any discussion?
Well, so I didn't understand it. Like, who's getting...
The DEP is doing the groundwater contamination cleanup. I'm sorry, the US EPA.
So they're getting a permit from us?
Yes.
And there's no fees involved?
Not with DEPA.
State of New Jersey.
This is the big brother who came and put his fist to our chin and said, no, we're not paying. So it's either that or we let all that groundwater contamination stay there. And I think it's better that we get rid of the groundwater contamination.
Either that or Eric Holman will be here.
Who will? Oh, no, not anymore.
He hasn't been replaced yet.
Not yet, but, okay. Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on that one.
Jones.
Yes.
Conry.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
McDonald.
Yes.
Torres.
Yes.
Cleaver.
Yes.
132, 2014, for a professional service agreement with a bankruptcy attorney.
So move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this one?
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't understand. I'm certainly in favor, but why not, why doesn't it go through the RFP process? Like, why send other lawyers to try and get this position? And like, why are his rates and fees? Like, just like we hire every other profession, we know nothing about them.
Well, this is under the pay of play, so there's no reason to go out to go for an RFP. The RFP delays the process. We wanted to get moving on these condemned and these tax filings as soon as we can. His rates, we have a not to exceed of 18.5.
18.7.
18.7. 18.7. And that's based on the estimate that he provided our CFO of the 17 tax filings and the 20 bankruptcies. If the municipal tax filings are uncontested, the amounts are lower. But that's the math.
So what is he going to do for us? Finally get us the money?
Well...
Get the process going.
He'll get the process going. In order to remove these tax filings from our books, right now we have $1 million in municipal tax filings on our books, as you recall from the auditor's report. We need to begin the process of foreclosing on these properties. We need to foreclose, and we need to sell them, get rid of them, so that we can turn them over and recoup the money that we've lost. Either that, or we need to condemn them, and which some of them have been condemned, and start the process of demolishing them.
Okay. So, so the borough attorney, it's okay. I guess I'm just uncomfortable with not hiring them like we did all the other professionals, that's all.
Keith Fonte is the best bankruptcy tax filing attorney in the state. He represents the Tax Collectors Association. I have full faith in our CFO that she chose the best person for the job.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that either, Christine, but I do have kind of a problem with the estimate and the amount, because what is his hourly rate?
What's his hourly rate?
Well, okay, let me just go to my paperwork really quick here.
Because with that number of properties, I'm figuring without any court time, of course, there may be some plan.
That's only if the tax title lien foreclosures are...
Contested.
Are contested.
Right, okay.
Like, what if he has to go to court? Is it going to be more money, you know, like, what if it's not enough? And how do you know this is, maybe this, you're not happy with the price, but what if it's not enough money, actually? To go the distance, we got to fight longer.
Well, you figure based on the number of properties, how much time he spent on his property, yeah.
If the matter becomes contested, if we have to answer a tax title lien or a bankruptcy, it's $150 per hour, and $125 for any paralegal time.
But how much is his regular rate for the, do you have that there?
That is it, $150 or $125.
Oh, okay.
I think what Rob's getting at is sometimes municipalities get a cheaper rate than an individual does.
I think that is a cheaper rate than...
That's why I'm surprised that...
He recommended the 18-7 to do all the properties that Natasha and I discussed with him. So the 18-7 would be the not to exceed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is that assuming a court appearance for all of them?
No,
it's no court appearance.
And he states in his letter to us that most, these are municipality foreclosures are called in-rem foreclosures, and most in-rem foreclosures go uncontested because...
Now, is that including all fees, like correspondence fees, phone calls? I mean, because attorneys can sometimes pop up their actual attorney fees with these other costs as well. So.
It is, according to his memo to me and Natasha, it is everything.
Okay.
He actually believes that 18-7 is more than enough to get the job done.
Can I get a copy of that letter?
Sure.
And we have the funds from another legal?
We do. We have plenty of money in our
legal
budget. It's my recommendation that he seriously consider starting to get moving on some of these bankruptcies and these tax title liens that I can tell you some of them have been there since 1980.
Yeah, that's concerning, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get it cleaned up and get them taken care of so you can sell the property and hopefully you can get some revenue back from it.
Yeah, again, I'm totally in favor of it. I was just concerned that we'd get problems from other people saying, oh, you didn't go out to, you know, like not bid, but, you know, you didn't do that process. So that's what my concern was.
My other professional services don't have to go out to bid. I would imagine this falls under that category.
Right, and that's what I was concerned, as long as it's on, you know, meets that requirement.
Well, it meets the requirement of the pay-to-play.
Okay.
My other concern would be this. If there's this many properties that, you know, this attorney's going to boldly take on and try to get us some return on, hopefully we can get some sort of regular report back to him as the progress takes place so that maybe we can say enough is enough for this particular one because it will cost us more than it's worth to follow through with or not.
I can make that request to him. I don't think I have a problem with it at all.
But there again, you're incurring more expense on his part, so it's got more reports he's going to have to turn back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Going to take money out of the... Well, when I say report, I don't necessarily mean a written report. It could just be an update.
It's his time, and we're going to pay for his time. Well, I guess we're just asking for anything that goes contested, really.
Yeah. Because I think it's important that we know that.
Yeah.
And also, there are a few properties that I would not recommend that the borough foreclose on, and that would be Vicon Tile...
Right, because of the environmental issue.
Because of the environmental issues, they would come right off the top, and they need to be demoed too. But that's a whole other animal.
It's called good judgment.
Hey, any others?
I'm sorry. Yeah, are those in the list or no?
They are on Natasha's original list.
Oh, so you can just update them.
Right. After Natasha and I met last Friday, we went through the list and I asked her to remove those two.
Can I have a copy of that list too with his letter?
Sure.
I'd be interested in that as well.
Anything else? Do a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
133-2014, for the extension of the shared services agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this one?
No, I'm so happy. She came back.
We don't know, Peggy has to wait.
Yeah, I just want to, we don't have a copy of the actual agreement, so if you could just give me a copy of that.
No, we do, it's like, didn't we already pass this resolution?
Yeah, but I don't have it with this, and just if you get another, just give my mailbox.
Oh, yeah, provide them.
Because we already passed this resolution.
Yeah, we need to do it again, because Franklin backed out and now it's reconsidered.
But it basically boils down to, there were some communication issues that went on, I think a lot of excuses went on. Roll call on this one, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
We have 134-2014, which you found on your desks tonight, to submit a grant for the, to the New Jersey Department of Transportation for Sunrise Terrace improvements.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one?
Yes.
Terrace, not Terrence.
Does that also include?
In both places, Terrace.
Okay.
Does that also include?
I don't know if that matters.
Mistake, I'm sorry.
The whole area of Sunrise Terrace from end to end?
It actually will be.
It would just be partial?
A partial, because the New Jersey American Water Company will be paving the part that they did, and we will continue the paving.
Okay.
So it's not all of Sunrise Terrace, it's just where the water main replaced?
Correct. I need to make a second on that.
Second, I'll make it.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I guess I got a statement, I don't know.
In front of your house?
Yes.
Yeah, you probably should. Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the bills? Hearing none, roll call, please. It's too good to be true. I knew it was too good to be true.
The person who never has it.
Never have a question. I just wanted to know, on page one, where you have the Sydney Gold, the $255 there. Then on page two, is that part of that? You see at the bottom?
Yeah, usually that's shared.
I think it's split between the departments.
We do split it between departments. And then there's a different amount, one is saying 72, one is saying 71.
The folding machine rental?
Yeah.
They probably had an odd number there.
I would do that.
Give it up.
Maybe that was the break.
Maybe that's the problem, maybe it's a little more.
And where do you see the 171 on page?
Well, see the Swift Print Solutions, 171 and then 172.
Right.
They both have $255.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, it's probably just going to be divided.
It is, it's divided between all the departments that use that machine.
I finally know the answer, because I've asked that before.
That's it.
Now, I just have this other thing here to clear up, I'm sorry. Page 12 of 17. In the middle, under number 11, okay, Warren Hills Regional School, second one down, the comment says, they said they lied, peer leadership, but I'm unclear on that, what does that mean?
That's
It's the program.
Our municipal alliance program.
That goes through the grant.
Oh, that's the name?
Of the program.
Correct.
That's probably.
Kind of like bullying.
No, I got it, right, it's really close. Thank you.
It said they lied.
anything else? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes, except for DPW clothing allowance, abstain. You know why?
Mm-hmm, I do. Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
What do we have on your recap?
I'll follow up with Leslie on the information from the pilot program, the state acquisition developers agreement. Follow up with the code enforcement officer on 78 McKinley Avenue. I will follow up code enforcement to look at 95, the house across from 95 Lenape Trail, and the woman at 86 or 83 Lenape Trail still has a trash can blocking her parking space. Okay. I'll follow up with Deputy Chief Cicerell and inform him of the walk that will be taking place on Sunday morning. I'll provide the information from the bankruptcy attorney and the list to the members of the governing body. Provide the agreement, the old agreement from Franklin Township and Washington Township for the paving equipment to Councilman Torres. And we'll take a look at 125 Center Act.
Yeah, 9 Oakwood.
9 Oakwood. I'll find it.
Council remarks. Mr. Higgins?
Of course, got me to yawn.
Yep.
And fish.
All right.
I only have one thing, believe it or not. We are in October now. We're going to go out for professional service, RFPs for professional services.
Good question. About that time.
I think there's one or two we should go out for.
I agree.
The sewer engineer being the one.
Okay.
I don't think I get any argument from you on that one.
Not at all.
And anybody have any others?
I mean, I'm not going to be here, so I'm not going to get involved in it.
I might not be either.
I like to.
I always think it's good to do,
because,
but
yeah, I think
we didn't do it last year.
We should do it. I don't have any particular one.
No, we didn't. We didn't do any last year.
We should review it again.
What?
That's how we got our current sewer engineer.
No.
We did it last year.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't do
I don't think
one.
We did all of them. I no, think we did engineers. Sewer and municipal.
We did just to
that's
engineers.
Correct.
Okay, well, I make a motion that we go out for a professional service
bid
for RFP, whatever it is, proposal for sewer engineer.
Second. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
And I'll think about if I want to recommend anyone else.
Yeah, me too. For next week. Okay.
I wasn't prepared. I didn't really review them all.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Mr. Jones.
Just one question for our manager. Get a chance to check with the Warren County Sheriff's Department on that CLAP program.
I did reach out to them, sent some information to the DPW. We're kind of working out the details, see if we can get some people here.
In case you don't know what the CLAP program is, it's run through the Sheriff's Department to have people do work in the community that are currently incarcerated.
Oh, community services.
Yeah. So the Sheriff's Department, Warren County Sheriff, has a program that does that. So.
And the Sheriff's officers do supervise that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. At least what I was told.
Right, that's what they told me, too.
Yeah. So. I mean, you know, paint curbs, do this, do that, whatever. Okay.
Mr. Conry.
I have nothing.
Mr. Torres.
And I have nothing.
Mrs. Gleba.
Ooh, and I have a lot.
Okay.
All right. And I only have a lot because I wasn't at the last meeting. I'm continuing on the bid update from the last bid meeting. I just wanted council to be aware that
And the community, that the bid has a very small budget, and they really count on sponsors, and it makes a big impact on their revenues when they do their budget. And this year, they lost one of their largest sponsors early in the year, apparently. They changed upper management, but New Jersey American Water pulled out, and they lost, they were a very big sponsor.
For the festival.
Yeah, for the festival. So I just wanted council to be aware, you know, that they are a private company who makes a lot of money on public property, and it is a shame that they pulled out on the big festival this year. Also, I wanted to, I don't know if I have to make a motion, but to have a proclamation for the Mount Pisgah anniversary, if we could do that at the next council meeting. Does that have to be a motion, or no?
Second.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
We'll do it that way. That's easiest.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Make sure you can get in touch with Reverend Balfour for particulars.
Then also, I sent an email. I went to the police event which they had in the township, and it was very informative, and I know the chief wrote to everyone, and I don't know if anything happened with it, so I would like you to extend an invitation. I don't think we need a separate meeting. If he could just come to a council meeting in November, maybe the later meeting, so that we could at least do email blasts and put it on our calendar, you know, that they're coming. I don't think we need a separate meeting, but invite them here, and then any resident that wants to come. It was very informative. You know, people really need to be aware and alert, and I was impressed because it was, they were, as he wrote, they were surprised. They had a decent turnout, and it was very, very respectful. No one was, you know, raising their voice or yelling or pointing fingers, and, you know, everyone walked away with some tips, and, you know, I think it's good for the community to express more of their concerns because they might not be aware of all of the residents' concerns. So I would like him to come and speak to our residents. Let's see. We discussed the employee policy, the mayor and I and Christine, and we're basically done with it, so that will be on the next agenda. If you could review it carefully when you get your packet, and then hopefully we can, you know, move forward with that. And what else did I have? I think that's everything.
Well, go ahead.
May I ask a quick question, please?
Okay.
I'm sorry, could you just tell us the topic of that meeting with the police, please?
It stemmed from a township committee meeting they have. They're not a council, where there was concerns with regarding recent burglary, and Express Times had an article in the paper, and the chief of police had a special meeting for residents. It was open to any resident, borough or township, to come and, you know, express their concerns and, you know, get more information on what is happening in the community and what they're trying to do to, you know, help get rid of this problem.
Thank you very much.
Good day.
I just wanted to let everybody know that the Quick Check is going to hook up to our sewer, and we got a check from them for $94,000.
Okay. The only thing I have is that, as you know, our library board reached out to the Warren County Library to offer a shared service agreement on the 20th at 7 p.m. at the library.
Yes.
At the library, we will be meeting some representatives from the county library system, Ms. Blanchard, myself, Ms. Noon, who am I missing?
Gail.
Our library director will be there along with some representatives from the county just to talk and see what if we can come up with something. And that's all I have.
One last thing. We did have the second annual senior night out, and it was a good time. We had a luau. We probably had about 55 seniors, maybe. We had about 10 high school, Warren Hills High School volunteers from the Key Club and the Senior Blue Streets Club, and a couple of adult volunteers like myself and Ethel. So it was very nice. So I'm hoping to get pictures up on the website that we took. So, and hopefully it continues next year in my absence, that we have a third annual event. And the senior committee will be meeting on the fourth Thursday of October.
Ethel got that. next year.
Whether she wants it or not. If there's nothing else, I'd accept the motion to adjourn.
So be it.
Let's address that.
Any discussion?
Hold up.
What?
The abandoned properties?
Right. I did, yes. I gave everyone a copy of the webinar that I attended this past week. Actually sent those slides to Leslie this morning, and I wanted her to review them with me so that we could have a conversation next week.
It's incomplete though, Christine, our copies.
I'm sorry?
It seems that it stops and it's not finished. There must have been more pages.
Actually, to me, it looks like it's going to be an expensive proposition.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for some new information on it, you know, maybe.
Basically, some old information that we've already had.
Yeah.
Can we put this on the agenda for next meeting?
If you'd like, sure.
For discussion?
I'm sorry?
Agenda for next meeting for discussion?
Leslie and I have planned on discussing that.
And also the time clock, since you've got the latest information, if we could finally discuss that.
Right.
Is that today?
If you want to discuss the one certain part of it, we need to do an executive session.
So we should do that now.
All right. That's, we might as well keep moving on that.
Okay. So I would accept a motion for executive session for, what would that be?
No, it would be contract negotiations.
Contract negotiations after a 10-minute break.
Okay. You won't see me back here.
Okay.
Yeah, for myself.
No, then let's not do it, because this is your baby, so.
I know. I can't.
I remember the CWA.
Yeah, Dave can't do it.
But I have to leave.
Okay, so you want to do it at the next meeting?
Well, we do it next meeting.
Okay.
Then I'd accept the motion to adjourn instead.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.